Jones. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, December 3, 1899. Dear Brother Jones, I have received your letter in reference to the Sentinel. I have nothing definite to write. Circumstances have changed materially since the light was given, and your only course is to take the matter to the Lord in earnest prayer, putting yourself entirely out of sight. Unite in seeking to know the will of God. That action should be taken which will best serve the general interests of the cause at large. The Lord would have every soul seeking for unity and preserving harmony of action. Not one thread of selfishness is to be drawn into the work. One thing I know, there is such a thing as wearing out the patience of God by a selfish, perverse course of action. This course has been followed by a people whom the Lord has blessed with great light, great opportunities. The heavenly intelligences commissioned to do a great work through human channels find so much of self that the work that needs to be done cannot be done unless the channels are purified from every species of dishonesty and defilement. There is a claiming to keep the commandments of God when they are only kept in the way in which the rich young ruler kept them. He honestly thought himself a perfect man, blameless as far as the law was concerned. Christ asked him to use the means entrusted to him in doing the work God designed should be done. Sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me, he said. Matthew 19, verse 21. But the ruler could not make up his mind to part with his earthly treasure, and he turned sorrowfully away. The Lord would have us estimate the gift of his Son as of the highest value to every soul. Those who make reservations, who do not estimate the eternal above the earthly, will lose both worlds. My brother, I cannot decide for you the matter referred to in your letter, but the Lord is very nigh you, and will lead and guide you. I have stated that if the cause of God can be better served by removing the sentinel to a more central place, then I cannot see anything objectionable in letting it go. You must obtain light upon these things by taking them to God. In harmonious action, do as the Spirit of the Lord signifies. We must have larger and more persevering faith, faith that the Lord will hear and answer all that we call upon Him for, if we seek to understand His will and then do it without murmuring or discontent. Certainly, every effort should be made to obtain harmony. Unless we do this, we shall not be doers of the Word. The Lord help us to pray more fervently that we may understand the great events about to take place. There can be no safety in careless indifference. We must work under the Holy Spirit's guidance. Truth and righteousness are the attributes of God's throne. The Lord teach and guide you all, is my prayer.